Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Lord be lifted up. Let him be exalted on high. He is a good God, and he takes pleasure in the prosperity of the his servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, know that it's not an accident. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans. He has purposes. And he's pursuing those plans and purposes with you this day. And that is why he has you tuned in. The light shines in the darkness, people, but the darkness simply doesn't have the ability to overcome it, to take it down, to subdue it, or dominate it. Boy, what a time to be alive, huh? Great tumult in the world for sure. You know, and I'm speaking specifically here in reference to the assassination of Charlie Kirk, you know. And in that process, we're coming into a new year. We're right now, at this time, we're in the year 5785, and we're about to transition into year 5786. The year 5785 ends at sundown on, let me look at the date here, I believe it's on Monday. This broadcast going out on the 21st. So at sundown, September 22nd, which will be Monday, begins a two-day celebration known as the Day That No Man Knoweth. It's the Feast of Trumpets. It's the Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. It's a new fiscal year according to the calendar of God, the Hebrew calendar, and it's beginning, and it's going to be a year. I got some notes that I've been given by the Lord on it, and I wrote them down, but we're moving into that year 5786. And it begins on the 22nd of September, 2025. And during this new year, 5786, it's a new beginning for the entire world. You know, and it's highlighted by Charlie Kirk's death. I couldn't help but think, when I posted last week's broadcast, it was before Charlie was assassinated there in Utah. And my thought was immediately to upload a message and take that one down. But, you know, I thought better of it and left that one up because it has good information in it that you should listen to anyway. And I know that there's plenty of podcasters and news reporters out there who are legitimate and will do a great job. So I pulled within myself because I got angry. You know, I was really mad. And, you know, the problem, there is a position, a place in God where you can have righteous anger, and him, the Lord himself, has righteous anger. But the problem for men, we get emotional, we get into the flesh, and then we walk in sin. But you can be in righteous anger and sin not. And so I withdrew and came into myself and sought the Lord in this whole process. Immediately when I heard about it, I thought of Stephen, the martyr in the book of Acts in chapter 6, you know, and how he was assassinated by a group of people. And it talks about it, and you can read for it in yourself. But they stoned Stephen, starting with chapter 6 of the book of Acts. You can read it in chapter 6 and chapter 7. And I'm not going to read it here, but you can go out and read it for yourself. But they stoned Stephen. And just before he fell asleep, he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin on their charge." And when he had said this, he fell asleep as they stoned him. You know, Charlie was shot. It was a pretty brutal assassination right there, right now. And, you know, the Lord, he's upset. The people and the spiritual wickedness in high places, they have crossed a line. You know, when God's mad, and we leave it to him, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." There's much that can be done, and he is going to do it, and they're going to regret this day, and it's going to go in the opposite direction of what they thought happened. So, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." You know, and if you're really a supporter of Charlie Cook and his organization Turning Point, you know, get out there, people, do your thing, especially you Gen Zs, you know, that are in that, you know, 32 and under class, 25 and under, 25 years old and under, get out there and do these things. Register to vote. Get out there and be prepared. You know, Charlie gave his life for this. He went out there wanting to engage the left in debate and argue against him. But just like Stephen, the left that he argued against, they had no answers for him. So what happened was is that, you know, a murderer was raised up to shoot him dead, and that's exactly what happened. But it didn't put an end to the movement as far as Turning Point is concerned. His wife Erica Kirk, she's continuing on. You know, she's being strong in the Lord and the power of his might and not in her own, and God will take her forward with this. You know, we need to pray for her. We pray for her strength. I know financially she's already been taken care of, and as far as her family's concerned, that's the case as well. But Turning Point USA, she is going to take that to a whole nother level. It's going to do more for the United States of America, and it's going to continue to maintain the message and grow it that Charlie Kirk started and the work that he did. And they in the left crossed a line. They forget about the Lord and what he's capable of doing. You know, many people, he's long suffering, yes and indeed, but there comes a point in time, and you can read about it in the Bible. It's covered many, many times. Look at the story of Moses. He went to Pharaoh and he said, you know, "Let my people go." And he kept going back to him, and all these other plagues kept coming against the nation of Egypt. And yet Pharaoh's heart was hardened and he wouldn't do it, and he wouldn't let his people go. And then finally, Pharaoh declared on himself what would happen to his people. And we saw the Passover, and that spirit of death came down into the earth and it swept across it. And this is the very kind of thing that's going to happen here in the United States and throughout the world that have been involved with this movement that's culminated in the assassination of Charlie Kirk. The enemy, the angel of death, is going to sweep in, and there's going to be people in the next 40 days. You watch over this and see if it doesn't bear itself out, that God is going to take out many people who he's no longer going to be long-suffering for and with, just like with Pharaoh. And Pharaoh declared the end of his own son and every firstborn in Egypt with the blood on the doorpost of the Hebrew people. The death angel passed over, but not so for the non-believing Gentile world of Egypt, which had enslaved and kept enslaved the Hebrews, and even at the request of God to send his messenger Moses to go before him and declare for him to let his people go, but he wouldn't do it. And ultimately, it was his undoing. The nation of Egypt was brought down. The death angel passed over. All the firstborn died. I mean, we're going to see things like this happening to the leaders of this left movement that was anti-Charlie Kirk, for sure, an anti-Turning Point. They were angry at him because of the votes that he was turning out. So for all you young people who follow so intently Turning Point USA, you know, faith without works is dead. Get involved. Get out there and register to vote and get in with Erica Kirk and Turning Point USA and join her with her in the fight that's going to continue on, the message that is Charlie Cook, you know, and that death angel that's going to sweep across so many people on the left, people are just going to keel over and die. God's done with it. He's angry about this, and his anger is righteous. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord of hosts, and be prepared for what's about to happen here. Even in Daniel chapter 5, when King Belshazzar, and they were partying and brought out the Lord's temple cups and other issues of our instruments of worship that they used in the temple from that was destroyed and that King Nebuchadnezzar had taken, and Belshazzar his son was out there partying with family, and they were in that midst of that party, all of a sudden a hand appeared, and all that Belshazzar could see was the writing that was written on a wall, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. And this is the interpretation of that thing. Mene, God has numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Perez, the kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. So then commanded Belshazzar the king, they called Daniel to give the interpretation. He gave it, and wasn't a popular thing, but he still clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold around his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. But that same night, Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, was slain. And Darius the Mede took the kingdom, being about 32 years old himself, or 32 years old. So anyway, these are examples of God's, when you cross a line with God and time is full, he's done with dealing with you. He's done with what the enemy's doing. And this thing with Charlie Kirk is such a time, and you're alive to live for it. And that's why 5786 is going to be a special year. It is a time, you know, no longer, this is a time of great rejoicing for the believer, even in the wake of what happened to Charlie Cook and how painful that is in and of itself. I'm just turning my book over to Isaiah 61. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, all of us who ache for, you know, the assassination of Charlie Kirk and its unrighteous act, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn." God is a comforter, you know, and he's sending comfort to you. We've prayed for Erica, Charlie Kirk's wife, and her family and kids, you know, and we're going to continue to pray for them every time it pops up. We're praying for him, but it's also time for us to rise up and be the Book of Acts church, you know, to be God. The church is going to awaken, and, you know, no longer will good be called evil and evil be called good. We're done with that. You know, we're having it done at the state level, at the county level, at the local level, not only here in Colorado, but also throughout all the states of the United States, all 50 states, and especially there's an awakening going on in the state of Utah and in Idaho and Montana and Wyoming and Colorado, and in all the other surrounding states all the way across the United States, all these states that are sanctuary states with sanctuary cities, it's all being turned upside down. World leaders will get in line and will reap reward for obedience. Everything is being righted right now. Righteousness has prevailed and will continue to do so. World leaders who get in line will reap the reward of obedience. No more sanctuary for the unrighteous. Law and order will rule the day, you know, and I tell you that Dominion voting system that happens not only and runs the elections here in Colorado and in Nebraska and other states, that's going to be tossed out, and a righteous vote is going to be cast here in Colorado, and everything is about to change. No more sanctuary for the unrighteous. Law and order will rule the day. Peace will prevail for believers and nations. as the Prince of Peace himself governs. So with God in his righteous anger acts, and what he does when he does it, it's going to wake up peace people. And transgressors shall eat violence. Prosperity will break out, though, everywhere, as the wealth of the sinner is removed from such and turned over to the just. It's the church that's going to prosper in these coming days. The earth and all that is in it is the Lord's. It doesn't belong to the wicked, to the unrighteous. But in that process, that righteousness is going to be seen on you. It's going to be Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, believer, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. And the Gentiles, the non-believers, shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. This death of Charlie Kirk and the way he was assassinated, the process in which the violence which was raged against it, now the righteous will prevail. But you have to wake up. You have to stand your ground. Faith without works is dead. You know, when you've done all else, stand. The weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. And it's time for you to stand up, believer. It's time for you to stand up, Christian, and be heard, you know, and get out there, and don't be silent anymore. And don't put up with unrighteousness, for sure. No more sanctuary for the unrighteous. Law and order will rule the day. Peace will prevail for believers and nations as the Prince of Peace himself governs. It's the earth and all that is in it is the Lord's. And he's only going to bless those who are members of the body, the ecclesia. Transgressors shall eat violence. Prosperity will break out everywhere as the wealth of the sinner is removed from such and turned over to the just, for the righteous. 5786 will be a year of great satisfaction as his salvation manifests in all the areas of their lives, but not so for the wicked, who will find themselves in want and lack even while the kingdom of God and those in it prosper on earth as never before. And you must continue to stand your ground, believer. Keep the whole armor on. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the girding of your loins, you know, be out there, the preparation of the gospel all around your feet. Stay in prayer as he directs in his word. Be as bold as a lion proclaiming the gospel, the good news that Jesus is the Christ. Fear not. Stay in obedience to the word, not the teachings of men led by false gods and idols. Whoever despises the word shall be destroyed, but those who adhere to, commit to, and follow and breathe breath by breath every word, his word, shall be rewarded. There's only one way, people, and his name is Jesus. So what I'm telling you here with the Charlie's assassination, it will produce great victory, great harvest. Stay in the Lord's way. It is the only way, and where the victory promised, it will be waiting for you. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. I'm telling you, what a time to be alive for you. Get ready to go. God is on the move, and he's for you. And when the God of all creation before you, who or what can be against you? And when you think about it, you know, I feel for the wicked. They have no idea what's coming their way here, because God on our behalf is moving. And in righteousness, he is moving, but also he expects you to do your part. You know, the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. I always have a list that I call up for myself just to remind me. But there's seven mountains of influence, and this was a book that was written a long time ago by a guy named Johnny Enlow. And if you look up Johnny on the internet, you'll find him, and his name, and you can find this book. But it's about the seven mountains of influence broken down in our lives. We have government, which includes federal, state, local, and military. There's the media, which is a main source of information, power to sway viewpoints to match its own. Their day is up. It's now called legacy media. Nobody's turning to ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC. Not anymore. They're in a free fall financially. They're collapsing. And people aren't looking to them for their source anymore. Now, our problem is we got a population that doesn't trust any sources right now. And they look to the internet. And unfortunately, on the internet, whether it's TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or Rumble. I don't know. There's so many avenues of media out there right now for you to get your information. People are looking there for truth because they've been lied to for so much of it by our mainstream sources. And those times, those companies and those sources are over with. So media, we have to address it spiritually, because it has the power to sway viewpoints to match its own. And so whether it's news or movies, arts and entertainment, we've got to guard against it. Arts and entertainment. We recently went to a movie theater for the first time since before COVID. My wife wanted to see that Downton Abbey final movie come out. And, you know, they gave us all these advertisements in the beginning of the movie. And there wasn't anything that I wanted to go see that they showed for movies. I'm not going to go see any of those movies. And there's a lot of evil. There's wickedness. There's you know, Hollywood hasn't learned its lesson about what's going on right now. Woke culture is over and the body of Christ is awake. Righteousness is going to prevail here. Television, movies, videos, video games, print publications, books, arts and entertainment. It's, you know, all of that does wickedly is coming down, and new opportunity is rising for righteousness in this area. Business, you know, which is necessary to for all the other mountains to grow, is having a readjustment big time. But President Trump's turned the United States around. The finances that are coming into this country are huge now, like never before, huge. And people are starting to own up and owe us, pay us what is our due, because we carried them for so long. But that day is up, and they're being held accountable. Education, you know, has become a tool of indoctrination to control the minds of youth going forward. That isn't going to happen anymore. People are waking up to it. In fact, people are so untrusting of the public education system here that they're turning away from it. I'm telling you, the greatest of what people said were the universities of the United States, you know, the quote-unquote Ivy League, they're going to be collapsing financially. They're going to be struggling because of the lies that they've perpetrated and have come against Christ, which in the beginning wasn't the case. They have lost their way. And then the that method of indoctrination, you can go, if they can't argue against you, they'll try to shout you down, they'll try to threaten you, but people are going to stand up now. Resist the devil and he will flee. When you learn to push back, I spent how many, I don't know, I started on 7/13. If you go to our website, let me get this in before we run out of time on the radio here. On our website, tbhm.org, you can go there, tbhm.org. You'll get to Touch by Him Ministries there, TBHM, touchedbyhimministries.org, or touchedbyhim.org. You can also go that way to get there. When you get to the website, go to our media page, and on that media page, you can hear our messages in full. We only rent 30 minutes of airtime on the radio, but on that media page, you can hear the entire message in its entirety, and it goes along longer than the airtime that we've rented. You know, we always have to stop it before the message is done, and you can hear the fullness of the message, and you can stream it while you're in your car, you can stream it at home, you can stream it on your cell phone, on your tablet, and listen to the message and go there. So on that media page right now, I still have available out there the Radio Week 7/13 2025, and I started teaching on the believer's authority there, and it's time to for you, believer, to rise up in your authority. I'm thinking of Luke chapter 10 right at the moment. Let me just turn there real quick. Luke chapter 10. Jesus said in Luke chapter 10 verse 19, "Behold, I give unto you power. I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So get after it. Be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Think about that psalm in Psalm 91. People are always telling you to read it all the time. I've read it for since the mid-80s. That psalm has been part of my daily prayer, and it works. And I have a daily prayer that you can request from us. Our how you contact us here at the ministry, you can do one of several ways from our website on the home page at the bottom. You can go to the home, on that home page, you can go to the very bottom and you can see the ways in which you can reach out to us. The email way is praywithme@touchedbyhim.org. Praywithme@touchedbyhim.org. Email us, send in your prayer requests. God's on the move. Believe on him for your health and healing. I've been teaching on the believer's authority, and part of it includes Isaiah 53, where verse 5, where it says he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, our sin, the chastisement, the punishment for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Healing's breaking out in these ministries, and these messages that I'm giving. The Lord told me, tell people if you need a healing, just reach out through this broadcast and put your hand on the speaker, or just hold up your tablet or your smartphone, or put your hands on your computer screen there as you're listening to this broadcast, and let the healing power flow. I don't know what healing you need, but he's got it all covered. Physical healing, emotional healing, mental healing. It doesn't matter what part of your body you need healing in. Nothing is impossible with God. And all you need is faith in God, and believe that his word is true. Act accordingly and stay with it. Push back. You know, the Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. So when you push back by standing on the word and believing in the promises that by his stripes you are healed, by his stripes I am healed, when you say that and insist upon enforcing your covenant, your flesh is going to line up with the word of the living God, and it's going to be healed. You know, he says, speak to your mountains, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say will come to pass. The sower sows the word, and when you rely upon the covenant of the living God and let that word be sown out, coming out your mouth. You know, he tells us in Proverbs chapter 4, attend to his word, put it first place, keep it coming in your ears, keep it coming in your eyes. How do you do that? You read God's word out loud to yourself, disciple yourself, stay committed to it every day, renew your mind to it versus what the enemy's saying. You can walk in that victory that he's purchased for you. God's a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of servants. And when God is for you, man, who or what can be against you? I'm thinking of Matthew chapter 7 right at the moment. Let me see if I can find that scripture. It's Matthew 7 and verse 13. Jesus says, enter you in by the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. The straight gate is narrow, and many there be that go in thereat that way, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. Don't be that way. Broad is the path that leads to destruction. Narrow is the path that leads to the way. Stay in the way at all times. You know, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. You know, no one gets to the Father except through me. Remember that and pursue him daily in the word. That scripture that I opened up with, you know, out of the book of John in the beginning there, and I do it so often with this broadcast, you know, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything that was made, wasn't made without him. He was in it all. And then if you go down to verse 14, John 1, in verse 14, it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So whenever you read the Word out loud to yourself, then know that that you're reading his word, and faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. When you look at it with your eyes and then you speak it out loud to yourself, it's called muttering. If you read God's word out loud enough to yourself, faith comes. You're keeping it coming in through your ears or in through your eyes, and then in through your ears as you read it out loud to yourself, and it fills up that spiritual cup inside of you that houses your spirit, and then eventually it fills up with God's word, and then out of the abundance of the heart, your spiritual heart, your mouth will speak. And when God's word comes out of your mouth, you can enforce the covenant that he purchased for you. Now you have to grow in your understanding of all this. He told you in Matthew chapter 7, I believe it is, or 6, seek first the kingdom of God and his way of doing things. That's why you disciple yourself. You renew your mind to God's word every day, and do it regularly. You know, give him 15 minutes. If you start off your day, the man who made time, if you give him 15 minutes as the start of every day, he'll make time for you, and you'll get everything done in that day that you need to get done. And then you learn his way of doing things. Seek first the kingdom of God and his way of doing things, and then all these things will be added unto you. The things are God's promises, which in him, the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing are all yes and amen. So get after it. This is the year 5786. It's a year of new beginnings. We had no idea that this was going to start off in this way, which was started off with the assassination of Charlie Cook, but it's going to be the worst thing that the enemy could have ever done, because, as I said earlier, the people who oversaw this assassination, a line has been crossed. Righteousness and anger is the condition of the Lord. They crossed a line with Charlie Kirk. They tried to destroy his organization. His wife, Erica Kirk, is going to follow up and pick up from where Charlie left off. Turning Point USA is going to be more effective for that young generation who's been lied to all their lives. And the greatest outpouring, which is now underway, God is pouring out his spirit on all flesh everywhere, not just here in the United States, but everywhere throughout the entire world. And he's not going to stop. Holy Spirit's being poured out on all flesh everywhere until the whole earth is filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord. In this process, the church is being made glorious. When you rise up and stand your ground, you know, when you've done all else, stand. You know, that's what we do. Stand your ground and don't be afraid, but speak up. And and God's church, the church of Acts, will break forth, and we will have our way as the body of Christ. You know, he is the head, but and we are the body. But if we base our existence and our words and our life on him, he will be with us. It doesn't matter what it is. When God is for you, who or what can be against you? His word is powerful. It's awesome. The name of the Lord is a high tower. The righteous run into it. He is all powerful. He is all knowing. Everywhere he is ever present, omnipresent. He is immutable. He is the Lord God. He changes not, and he's eternal. And let me tell you, for the believer, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And the name of the Lord is a high tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. And let me just make sure I cover Psalm 91. You don't have to be in fear about everything. You know, in the 91st Psalm, you know, David, who's writing this, he says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. And then what will God do? Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. The fowler is the devil. He's always fouling things up. And from the noisome pestilence, he'll cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth, which is his word, which is the word, which is the Lord. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. It'll protect you, you know, everywhere you go. That's why you have that shield of faith when you're putting on the whole armor of God. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you, believer, have made the Lord, which is your refuge, the Most High, your habitation. That's day to day. When you wake up, awake to righteousness so you can sin not, go forth with him, study his word a little bit, get into the operation of how he does things, disciple yourself, study the word. And if you do that, no evil shall befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. Doesn't matter what COVID does. Doesn't matter if you've been diagnosed with COVID. You know, you stand up against it. You count on Isaiah 53 and then that by his stripes you are healed. And then also in Isaiah 54, he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue which rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. When you say that to your doctor, let me tell you, they don't know. They don't have an answer for that. But yet at the same time, as your healing breaks forth, it speaks volumes to them. So, because you made the Lord, who is your refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. By doing that, what it says here in the 91st Psalm, you're making the Lord your habitation. No evil shall befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. He gives his angels charge over you, his heavenly host. They're camping about you to keep you in all your ways. They, the heavenly host, they bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And you, believers, shall tread upon the devil and his cohorts. The low-level devils you'll trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon you. And this is the Lord talking, because he has set his love upon me. He's talking to you. Because you, believer, have set your love upon him, the Lord. Therefore will I, this is the Lord's declaration here, I will deliver you. I will set you on high because you have known my name. I shall, or you, believer, shall call upon him and he will answer you. And the Lord will be with you in trouble. He will deliver you and he will honor you. Doesn't matter what the diagnosis is. Doesn't matter what happens with you at your job. When you lean upon the Lord and him and not your own understanding, man, God will make the way for you where there is seemingly no way. So be at peace with that. And with long life will he satisfy you and show you the salvation that he purchased for you at the cross. And again, I tell you, that word salvation means complete and total soundness in every area of life, the life with nothing missing, nothing broken. So that's going to be the end of this broadcast. God bless Charlie Kirk. He's in heaven right now. And God bless Erica Kirk, his wife. You know, God is with you. He's for you. And in that case, who or what can be against you and make a way? There will be no way. And your children too, they're going to come up with in the joy of the Lord, and the joy of the Lord will be their strength. It will be your strength, and you're going to have great victory going forward. And Charlie did not die in vain. It's having the opposite effect of what the enemy thought it would have. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. But when you resist the devil, when you push back, he will flee. And if he doesn't, he's going to be trampled. He's going to be stomped on. You know, stampede. That's the word I like. Stampede, Earl. Stampede. Unless you've ever been around where animals stampede, you don't know what it's like, but that's exactly what it is for the devil. Resist the devil and he will flee, as if his very existence depends on it, because it does. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe. And that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We're at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.